Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
6. That's the magic number of arguments you have every weekend with your friends and family.
Yeah. I had an argument with my wife this weekend. We had a barbecue, a small one. And here's the thing is that for whatever reason, my wife has come out strong against brioche rolls. Mm-hmm. So I picked up both kinds of rolls, as a matter of fact, the regular and those. Nobody ate the regular rolls. And she said it was because they were burnt.
So you're saying that the hamburger rolls are burnt?
Look at them. Feel the inside of that bun.
I mean, wouldn't quality control stop that?
What does it feel like to you? A dried out sponge, right?
But the brioche style, there's 3 brioche rolls here.
They taste like sugar.
I'm going to eat one, and you say, what are you going to do for dinner?
I'm going to have to go bunless or eat a stale roll.
Ridiculous.
Because those taste like sugar. They're sweet. Who puts a sweet roll on a hamburger?
Good people.
No.
Good, fine people. No. French people,
no.
Definitely.
You ruined the barbecue.
Are they French?
A brioche roll's French.
You ruined the barbecue, Raven.
Sean, yeah. And John, clearly. Would you choose a regular roll or a brioche roll?
Brioche.
I'm not thinking that hard about the roll. Put my hamburger on something.
I actually think that the brioche is a lot of controversy. I think you either love it or you don't.
What is the controversy? You have freedom of choice. You can do whatever you want. It's a roll.
Here's John's argument from the weekend.
Beware of dog sign. Why do you have the beware of dog sign on your front door?
To deter people. What if a bad guy's going to try to come in? Then he sees that and you leave.
You think that works, though?
Well, yeah. Wouldn't you break into a house that didn't have that sign over one that did?
I mean, but if I'm going to break into a house, aren't I going to use a window? Like a side something? Not the front door, right?
I mean, that's old school right there.
It is old school.
Does she have a dog?
She does have a dog, and to be honest with you, it's a 115-pound purebred German Shepherd.
The thing is
terrifying.
Dog.
She has to have that.
Yeah. I got to agree with John here, though, man. I've a person who's partaked in some B&Es, that's not stopping me.
Right?
What?
I mean, thank you.
How many B&Es have you done recently?
What is B&Es?
Yeah,
breaking and entering?
Yeah, you're definitely going to go with the one without the dog.
I don't want to be on that team. I don't want to be on that team.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What isn't wrong with me?
Here's a disagreement I had with my daughter last night.
If you're so mad about me shrinking the cardigan, then you can just wash your own clothes.
But normally, Dad, he does the laundry and he knows what's right.
Oh.
Right, but you can't get mad at me for shrinking one of your sweaters if you're not doing your own laundry.
But you shrunk my favorite sweater and Dad wouldn't have done that.
Well, here's the good news. He can do all the laundry from now on.
I was, you know, at first you apologize. You're like, I'm sorry. Like, Mommy didn't mean to do that. I didn't know it wasn't supposed to go in the dryer. And then after the third time, you start losing your mind.
Yeah. People have to let it go.
I'm with you on that.
Right? You're like, I've done other things as mom here.
Yeah, exactly.
That make up for the fact that I shrunk this sweater.
The limited edition Taylor Swift cardigan from Evermore. Oh, that, blah, 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 blah.
That actually sounds expensive, though. So good luck with that.
Sean, your argument was my favorite of the weekend.
Oh, my God. Isaac!
Why is this song stuck in your head?
Isaac, stop it!
Why do you sing the same 2 verses over and over?
I know, we get it. Cher is amazing, but you do not need to get that.
She's not amazing. She had one hit.
She had one hit.
If I Could Turn Back Time is the only hit she's ever had.
Oh, my gosh. You need to be schooled. Isaac, I hate the song. Stop singing it.
Did you honestly say Cher had one hit?
I did.
Cher had like 10 hits with Sonny Bono. What are you even talking about? Seriously.
Text me. Be mad at me. She had one good song.
You are out of your mind.
Crazy.
Out of your mind.
Yeah.
I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
That was Lyndon B. Johnson in 1968, the last sitting president to drop out of an election season.
I was going to say, President Biden sounds pretty good there.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, sorry.
Here's what we all knew. It was going to be an eventful election season. And man, I don't think we had any idea how eventful it was going to be.
It's not over yet, right?
No.
It's pretty wild.
Another big announcement came yesterday when President Biden announced that he's stepping aside and has endorsed his VP, Kamala Harris, for president. And, you know, many people are wondering why he didn't make a personal video announcement. And I'm like, what? Why don't you think? He released like a letter and, you know, says that he's endorsing her and he's stepping down. It's what's right for the party. And I mean, obviously, he's recovering from COVID. He's at his home. And I mean,
I don't think that that's the real issue here. I mean, either way, he's doing what needs to be done at this point. He's stepping aside. A lot of people would think that I mean, a lot of people have called for him to end the job tomorrow. But I mean, it's a sticky situation. But I think that what he's doing is probably for the best.
I agree. I think it was. It's really hard, you know. Like when that many people in your party are against you. Well, I mean, what do you do? It's not even against him. That's the wrong word to use because obviously
urging him, advising
to step
him
aside. Right.
Listen, if that was your grandfather and you were at lunch, you would say, "Okay, Grandpa, let's go home."
Right.
I mean, that's the simple fact.
But you know what's the sad part about it? It's like everybody was talking about ego and how this was such a hard decision for him, and I get that because you know when you have a life of ambition like he's had for 50 years. And he finally has like that ultimate power that he wants, and he thinks that he's doing everything is going well. And somebody says, "You're too old to do this." I mean, we've built an entire culture of telling people you're never too old to do anything, except drive. You're definitely too old to drive at certain points. And now you're saying to this man, like, you are too old to be president. That's a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. But he's not the guy I would call to house sit or watch my pets if I was on vacation. He's just not. Like, I mean, listen, it's been a life of service, go home and enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah, so everybody seems to be coming behind VP Kamala. And
are they?
Yeah, well, yes. And they're saying, like, is there going to be other people that step up and are going to try to get the Democratic nomination away from her? But I think from what I'm reading, and again, I am no political science expert, trust me.
Right.
Everything I'm saying is, like, they're going to kind of shoo those people aside and say, nope, she is our nominee, and that's what's going on now.
Unless they had a better name. I mean, it seems odd to me that Obama wouldn't say, yes, definitely go vote for her.
Are you crazy?
No, he doesn't want it, and neither does his wife, which is unfortunate because I think everybody would like to draft Michelle Obama into this race.
She said a million times that's not what she does.
I agree.
Not what she wants to do. You can't force somebody to be president. Can you force somebody to be president? Can you force someone?
I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't know. I really don't know at this point.
I think the next 48 hours is going to be very interesting to see what happens with the Democratic Party.
I mean, you could be the nominee. Who knows?
I said it yesterday to my husband, Paul.
It's your time.
Paul. I go, babe, maybe it's me.
Maybe.
I go, if somebody
you
has
just
to
don't
step
know
up,
yet.
Right. I don't know.
That makes you as aware as the president right now. Oh.
Sometimes they give fancy names to things and they act like it's brand new. And that's exactly what's happening with hypergamy. Am I saying that right? Hypergamy.
I mean, you're asking me. I have no idea. We have said it a dozen different ways in the last few days when we were discussing this, and I have no idea.
So, Raven, producer Sean, if you're not familiar with what it is.
What is hypergamy? So, hypergamy is the act or practice of courting or marrying a person of higher socioeconomic or social class than oneself. Translation, dating or marrying up.
Yeah, dating up, like marrying somebody better than you.
I still like the term hypergamy.
Hypergamy.
I don't know what that means.
All weekend saying it that way.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I feel like this was the thing your parents used to tell you to do, right? Mm-hmm. Always marry up, right? Punch up. Do what you can.
Right. It's like the whole dowry and like, yes. She's good because she's worth like four donkeys, you know? Something
maybe,
like that.
Maybe if you do that, if you marry up, we'll get rid of the lazy eye that's been in our family for the past, I don't know, three generations. I don't know.
It's so funny though, because like you start thinking about it. You're like, did you marry up? Are you dating somebody that's like better than you? So I asked my husband what he thought.
Yeah.
Honey, do you think you're in a hypergamy relationship?
No.
Do you know what that means?
Sure.
What does it mean?
It's this new thing where they talk about marrying up.
Okay. So when we met, you thought we were on the same level playing field?
No, you're better than me.
Why would you say that?
Because of course you are, Mia Moore.
Why? What would make me better than you?
You're smarter than me.
I did have to help with all your papers. I wrote most of them.
For the last year, maybe.
Not for nothing, but I also have a degree in finance. If anybody's curious, I wrote a lot of papers.
I feel would maybe you would do a better job with your spending if you actually have that degree.
No. I guess that's a fair thing.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So, Sean, you asked your girlfriend Rachel about this.
Babe, do you think we're in a hypergamous relationship?
Babe, no. You know I don't feel that way. I think you should ask Isaac.
Isaac, do you think your mom thinks she's better than me?
No. Do you think one of us is better than the other?
No. Do you think your mom thinks she's better than me?
Do you think one of us is better than the other? Do you think Sean's better than me, or am I better than Sean, or are we equal? You can hurt our feelings.
Do you, Sean?
I mean, first of all, just bring the kid in. You're like, right. Who's better?
Totally
mom
unfair.
Or dad?
Completely unfair.
Decision.
That was a win for me, man. All right.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it.
Slight intimidation going on with that. I wouldn't ask my wife because I know exactly what she would say, which is, yes, she's better than me in every single form. That's what she would say. She is better than me at dancing, energy in general, and the ability to operate without sleep. She's better in every one of those ways.
I always think, like, there's certain things that I probably excel at over my husband,
sure.
But there's plenty more that he can do than me. I don't know. Like, at the time, when people would look at us, I wonder, like, when we were dating.
What did they think?
Mm, like, yeah. Did they look and be like, how did she get him? Or was it like, how did he get her? I'm not 100% certain.
I mean, it could just be like, oh, they look good together.
I think nine times out of 10, I mean, coming from a guy's perspective, 9 times out of 10, if I look at a couple, I'm always thinking, how did she or how did he get her?
Yes. I would tend to agree with that, actually.
You
is
think
that
so?
usually a guy feels like he's doing better than he could normally do. Because the truth is that inside, most of us are scumbags or idiots. So that's kind of the thing. So we, you know, we get a good girl that kind of straightens us out.
Yeah. Paul had an 8-pack, though. So that was like,
wow.
You know, yeah. So there was
maybe he was better.
and I drank Coors Light keg beer in college. So I'm not 100% sure.
How do we say that word? Hypergamy? Hypergamy?
Hypergamy. Yeah. Are you in a hypergamy?
Hypergamy.
You know, one of those relationships. Right.
Are you in a hypergamy relationship? They just put a fancy word on something real old school. Listen to this.
What is hypergamy? So hypergamy is the act or practice of courting or marrying a person of higher socioeconomic or social class than oneself. Translation, dating or marrying up.
Or out of your league. You married somebody out of your league.
Well, I mean, I feel like that's always been the goal, right? This is natural selection. Even before they had a word for it. You know, this is what they've been trying to do since the dawn of man. Marry the one without the club foot. We'll probably all live longer. That's all.
But do you know, like, when you're in a relationship where you're clearly the lesser or the better of the two, are you aware of it? 1-800-330-9999. Alexia.
Well, we've been together since high school, and he's always been the hot guy. And he goes to the gym, and girls always hit on him. And then they look at me, because I don't go to the gym with him or anything. I'm just a regular girl, but... You know, so it's kind of awkward because it happens like every single day.
So wait a minute.
She's
your husband's superpower is hot?
He's hot.
I see. He's like naturally hot. He goes to the gym still, but he's naturally hot. Was hot since high school.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You got to be kind of hot, right?
Well.
Yeah.
No.
What?
I mean, are you are you attractive? Like, obviously, you would
Where's
have to
Where's
the
girl power?
No, I mean, I'm saying she might be. I don't know her. I can't see her. We're on the radio. But, I mean, I can understand that because I do think that sometimes people think my husband is more handsome than I am. Of course, I have the winning personality, so, like, that's what I always say.
I'm the
personality and he's the looks.
Good luck to both of you.
Yeah. But, Ari, do you think that you're less attractive than he is?
Oh, yeah, I am.
Oh, come on. That's no way to feel. I'm sure you are. You have a hotness as well. But this is all inappropriate.
Yeah,
this is all inappropriate. Listen, man, sorry that your husband's so dang hot. He was born with it.
This seems mean, and I'm going to say it as nicely as I can.
Oh, my gosh. Don't say it.
It's not to you, Alessia. But sometimes I wonder if Brittany Mahomes didn't start dating Patrick Mahomes when they were in high school. At this point, would they still be in a relationship if they met today?
That seems like haterade that you're drinking right
100%.
There and you're dishing out.
Oh, and
because
it's
have you ever seen his stomach shots? He's got some shortcomings as well.
His stomach?
Yeah, he's got a dad bod stomach.
Really?
Yeah, pull it up.
Sometimes I think Travis Kelce has a dad bod. I don't understand because they're like the world's greatest like
Yeah, but Patrick's athletes. Like scrawny compared to Travis. Like, pull up the photo. Huh? You're going to see. It's not very flattering.
Oh, no, hater.
You're going to be like, wait a minute. Him and Brittany belong together.
I mean, her body's banging. Hold
right.
On.
If you could take her body instead. Like, you know, I mean, like we used to do with, like, your brother and sister's Barbies. You know, like, if we could do that, switcheroo.
Hold on, Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, yeah.
Dad bod.
Dad bod. See it?
Oh, see?
See?
It's all right.
So no wonder he's like, oh, yeah, man. Like, because she's doing the crunches. He's not doing the crunches.
I mean, she's on Sports Illustrated. But yeah. Again, he's won, like, a billion Super Bowls.
I mean, he's also on Sports Illustrated. Right. Yeah. Just a different issue.
Maybe, you know what? Maybe they're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah, they're good together.
They're totally fine.
I take this all back.
Totally none of our business.
Tara, are you in a hypergamy relationship?
I'm not currently, but I am looking for one. So I was married and was the breadwinner, and in the divorce, financially, I was the one that ended up losing the most.
Oh, yeah.
So now, moving forward, I'm like, okay, well, this time I'm going to flip the script.
Right, right. That business plan was broken. Now you've got a better idea of how you want to manage this. Hey, listen, I'm with you.
She's like, I tried it that way. Yeah, right. I was a strong, independent woman. Look where it got me.
Yeah, yeah, forget
yeah.
it.
Now I want a sugar
again.
Daddy. Brace yourself. Chick-fil-A is no longer the number one fast food restaurant in America.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. There must be an answer. Who is actually now the best?
I'll tell you in a second, but I will tell you this. Chick-fil-A is overrated.
What?
It 100% is.
Get out of here right now
100%.
With that.
I don't understand
how do
why
you
people
figure?
Freak out about it.
The first off, the chicken sandwich is delicious. It's a clean-tasting chicken sandwich. The oil always tastes the same. It's very consistent. And the waffle fries are maybe the best. Maybe the best.
I disagree with you on all of that. But anyway... After being number one for a few years on this USA Today list, it fell to number three, Chick-fil-A.
The what?
Coming in number two on the list of the top fast food restaurants in America, voted by Americans, KFC, which I thought was interesting.
That is completely... no way. They brought the Colonel's family into this. That's what they did right there.
Yeah.
There's no way that chicken sandwich is better than the Chick-fil-A's chicken sandwich right now.
And number one... most loved fast food restaurant in America for 2024.
Go.
Del Taco.
Oh, Del Taco is really good. Have you had Del Taco?
I don't think I have.
So you remember, I want you to think way back to a time when life was simple and you loved Taco Bell. You remember when you first got Taco Bell and you could get like a rack of 10 or 12 tacos for like $6 and they were fresh and delicious, and the Chicken Soft Taco Supreme was amazing, and it was like 79 cents.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Del Taco is still today. It's amazing.
I've never been in a Del Taco, and, you know, I am a fast food aficionado. I love myself some fried, greasy food, which is, now I can't eat it anymore because of the celiac, but, and it's sad. But
the last time I took my family on a family vacation, we drove 15 minutes out of the way so I could introduce them to Del Taco because they had not had it.
That's what we used to do for In-N-Out Burger.
Yes. I remember that too. Same thing.
Yeah, I would drive out of way for that.
California born.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm looking at this list, and what I find, well, first of all, tell Del Taco wins. Also, they came in number three for best fries, and I was like, why is Del Taco serving French fries? But I guess they serve burgers and fries, too. They have everything.
They have everything there. It's crazy. It's kind of daunting when you walk in. You're going to need 20 minutes to look at the menu the first time you go.
But what I thought was really interesting about this list, I was going through it, McDonald's is not in the top 10. Not in the top 10 fast food restaurants in the country. And, you know, I just got back from Italy. I was there for my family vacation.
Yeah.
And McDonald's in Italy is, like, the only fast food that they have there.
All they allow.
It's McDonald's and it's KFC. Every once in a while, you'll see a sign that says KFC, like, 2 kilometers this way. You know?
And they point it out to you when it's miles away. That's interesting.
And the McDonald's signs in Italy are green. You know out here it's red and yellow?
Yes.
Over there, it's all green.
Wow.
But here's the best part about McDonald's in Italy. First of all, everything is so much fresher. Yeah. I don't know how they do it, but it's 100 times fresher. And they give real gifts for the Happy Meals. So we were on the beach.
I mean, you're a grown woman. How did you find that out?
Because I was on the beach, and I was looking at this woman. I go, does she have a McDonald's beach towel?
Yeah.
And she had a McDonald's beach towel. So I started Googling it, and turns out in Italy, if you get like a Happy Meal, they have special things. So you could get a beach towel. And then I went to the McDonald's in Milan. I brought my girls there because my daughter was so fascinated with this.
Yeah.
We got three soccer balls. We have three McDonald's soccer balls.
What?
With the Happy Meals. Soccer balls. McDonald's soccer balls. I'm going to sell them here for $1 million a pop. If you want one of my McDonald's soccer balls, it's going to cost you like 50 grand.
I mean, all I want now is Del Taco, Chick-fil-A, and I guess some KFC too.
All right. When you decide to get a divorce, do you think you have to make some kind of public announcement to let people know? Raven, producer John, a Dubai princess, was savage. She took to Instagram not only to let her husband know she wanted a divorce, but she wanted the whole world to know. Listen to what she posted.
July 16th on Instagram, writing, "Dear husband, as you are occupied with other companions, I hereby declare our divorce. I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you.
Oh.
Take care, your ex-wife."
Wait, hold on, but it's like Beetlejuice. Like, I divorce you, I divorce you. Saying it.
Grey's Anatomy, too, yeah. Same thing.
Wait,
yeah.
But there's a reason behind it. This was fascinating to me.
Okay.
The three-time repetition of the phrase, "I divorce you," in the princess's post could be an interpretation of the Islamic practice known as triple talaq. Though banned in many countries, the outlet reports the practice traditionally allows a husband to instantly divorce his wife by saying the words three times.
We should just do that in America, make everything so much easier. Say,
yeah.
I didn't think Ellen Pompeo was actually Egyptian or, you know, no, that's Muslim.
That's a thing, though, because I'm actually half Egyptian. You would not know it to look at me. I'm half Egyptian, and that's a real thing.
Wow.
Like, that would be my grandfather and before his generation. But, yeah, no, I've heard of that before.
Wow.
So when you got divorced, John, did you just have to say I divorced you?
Streamlined the process.
If the amount of money I would have saved, yeah, Anna, right. If it was that easy, my God.
I was thinking about it, though, like a public announcement, like when you do a breakup, is that the norm now? Is that what you're supposed to do? Clearly, this is a dig at him because he was being unfaithful.
Totally.
This was like a way to let the world know. And
well,
to end the
I mean,
marriage.
If you're royalty, too, and you're rich and you're wealthy, then people are more involved in your business. It's going to become some sort of fodder or tabloid thing, too. I mean, if she's a princess, granted, she's probably one of 100 or 1,000 princesses over there. I don't even know how many that they have. They have many.
Yeah, she's very famous, though.
Okay, so, I mean, again, so people were going to know they were going to be in her business. I mean, I think that changes the answer, right? I mean, you're going to have to face everybody.
Yeah, but for the average person, take the fact out that she's a Dubai princess. Like, the average person, when you break up with somebody, do you need to make a public announcement when you get a divorce? Because I had a friend of mine. When she got divorced, her ex-husband's name was Jack, and she posted on Facebook, all it said was, "It's finally over," and then a video, a YouTube link to the song, "Hit the Road, Jack." And I thought that was brilliant. I was like, everybody knows, the marriage is over, she's moving on, she did it tongue-in-cheek, and that's it.
Right.
I think it makes sense. You're going to have to, again, answer the same questions from everybody you run into for the next, what, month, 2 months, 3 months? Oh, how's this person? Or I heard it didn't work out. Or what happened? Or I'm so sorry.
So much longer than that, too. Yeah. Like, it's a year. Because I didn't do anything when I got divorced. I didn't do anything. And that was a mistake, honestly. Because I went like 6 months. I think it was about 5 or 6 months after my divorce that I went on my first date. And, like, I remember fielding a question, like, I got a text from the woman I was dating. I was like, "Are you married? Tell me the truth right now. Are you married?" And I was like, "What? No, I'm not." She's like, "Okay, well, then why do I go, like, just a little bit down in your Instagram feed? And there's, like, pictures of you with your wife and your family." And, like, because I don't post to Instagram.
Well, you should have cleaned that feed up. But,
I mean,
he was separated for
months
before we even knew here on the show.
I know.
I mean, when you told us you were getting a divorce, you were, like, divorced, like, the next Tuesday.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? So, I mean, I think you're right. I did the same thing my first marriage. I didn't say much of anything, and then all of a sudden I was on Facebook after that. That'll date the relationship, but there it was. I think an announcement almost would have done me better.
I know. I feel like you almost have to at this point. Taylor Swift has this song called "How Did It End?" And all it is how everybody talks behind your back trying to figure out, wait, why did they break up? So if you just put an announcement out, but that stinks.
Then everybody knows, though.
Yeah.
Right. Then you don't have to explain yourself every room you walk into from then on.
You still do.
Oh, do you? I don't
want to do that part.
I feel like it's no win for everyone.
If I'm a princess, I hire somebody to explain that every room I go into from now on.
And I want to start with saying we're deeply sorry for the impact that we've caused to customers, to travelers, to anyone affected by this, including our companies.
That is the founder and CEO of CrowdStrike, which is a cybersecurity company that was behind the Microsoft meltdown that started on Friday and is still going on.
So what do you think happens now? Because I was watching the stock take a nosedive throughout there. Do you think you buy low and wait for it to come back up because people are still going to need these systems? Or do you think this company has a new name in about 2 months?
I don't know. But there's good news and there's bad news. Here's the good news.
The system was sent an update, and that update had a software bug in it and caused an issue with the Microsoft operating system.
And the reason why that's good news is because we didn't get hacked. Like, it wasn't like somebody broke
in. Wasn't Russia
in.
Or
right.
China.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
Like,
but now they know how to do it. Real easy for next time.
Now there was a bug. There was something went wrong. Like, I, you know, in my mind, I was like, this is what I was preparing for at Y2K.
Right.
Well, you know, like, we thought everything was going to crash in Y2K. Remember the night before?
The missiles were going to launch.
Oh, nothing was going to. And we woke up and everything was completely normal.
Yeah, I mean, I was still out. I was out at that moment. I was waiting for it to be end of days, and it all turned out to be fine. You're right.
But yeah, this was it.
Yeah. So, I mean, at the same time, like, doesn't this make you nervous to the fact that, like, look, here we are 3-4 days later.
Yeah.
Travel is still a mess. Yeah. All these things are a mess. It just makes me nervous that these systems are that fragile.
It's one mistake. I mean, it's human error.
One piece of software that affects so many industries.
I don't even know if it's human error. Was it a computer error? Was it a human error? Is somebody fired today? I have no idea.
See?
Right, because the average person has no clue.
We don't understand it at all, right?
So more than 1,500 U.S. flights were canceled for a third day straight yesterday.
Wow.
Over 1,000 of them were Delta. If you're traveling, you definitely want to check with your airline to make sure you're not delayed. Or, like, I keep reading all these horror stories about like, kids can't travel alone right now on Delta.
Okay.
Like, they're, like, unaccompanied minors. They're not letting that happen. I don't know why, but, like, you have to check because there's a lot of weird things going on. But, you know, we came to work, and pretty much for us, everything was business as usual.
Yeah.
It was a little wonky.
On Friday.
On Friday.
Was fine. Right. Yeah. We got through it. Things were a little bit slow.
Right.
Today.
Yeah, but that's nothing to do with CyberStrike. That's just our stuff.
How many emails have you gotten today? Because this affects Outlook, too, as well. Like,
yeah.
Supposedly their problem is solved, but I don't know.
But it's funny because my friend Lisa texted me the minute I walked out of here on Friday, and her email was compromised. And she was like, her company was telling her to work from her phone. I said, absolutely not. It's Friday. You go get your nails done and go to the beach. You know?
Yeah,
but
seems
then,
fine to me.
Then I got in my car, and I went to, like, a big box sporting store with my nephew to buy him his birthday gift.
Yeah.
We pull up. And there's a big sign in the front. It says global tech outage. You know, we're disconnected. And that store was closed.
Can't run any credit cards for you. Sure.
I went home. I was like, I'm sorry, honey. We'll come tomorrow. I went home. I went to go call the doctor's offices to make appointments for my kids.
Mm.
Their systems were down.
Oh, fantastic.
And I was like, for something that didn't seem to be affecting me, it's funny how it's affecting me.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we escaped it here at work. But
yes.
Look, it affected the travel agency and then retail and then medical on top of it.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's kind of jarring,
and
really.
And the problem is that it's a lengthy process to get everybody back on. So they know what's wrong. They're fixing it. But it could take a long time. This is like what we thought was going to happen in Y2K. It's just
right.
24 years late.
Oh, awesome.
What is something completely normal if a woman does it? But if a guy does it, he gets ridiculed. Raven, producer Sean, my husband has been complaining. Well, he says it's all my fault. Here's why.
What do you think is a double standard? That it's normal for a woman, but guys get made fun of?
Having a skincare routine.
Why? Do the guys make fun of you for your skincare routine?
Yeah, it's just a face wash and a lotion. I don't see what the big deal is.
I pushed him to have a face care routine to clean up his face. For years.
So how is it your fault now? Because you pushed him? Because I feel like it's your fault because you've mentioned it a couple times and you've called it a routine. It is just a face wash and a lotion.
That's
His friends routine
make fun
says
of
to me
him.
3, 4, 5 steps.
My friends make fun of him like he works for L'Oreal now.
Because you make it sound like it takes him an hour.
No. I do the same thing. Like, who cares, right?
No, I don't know. The guys make fun of him. Oh, you got your fancy lotion? Oh, you got your fancy face wash? Are you gonna clean out your pores next? And I'm like, what's the big deal?
Yeah, I mean, it would be great if somebody was there to steam out my pores or whatever, clean that up. It'd be fantastic after, by the way. Facial feels incredible.
I do think, though, that there's certain things that women can do and nobody bats an eye. And if a guy does it, then, you know, it gets a little ridicule, a little rubbing from his friends.
You know what? My wife was giving me a hard time. I mean, she's been giving me a hard time about this forever. She says that I take longer to get ready than her, which is absolute nonsense.
You take longer than me.
That is not even close
to true. Not even close to true.
Yes. I mean, ask our friends the text messages when they're like, where are you guys? Why are you late? Well, because I'm usually standing at the bottom of the stairs waiting for you to leave.
Get out of here. You haven't decided what you're wearing for 2 hours before we leave.
No, I know what I'm wearing a week before we go.
And you change your mind 18 times before we go. And half the time you say, I got to go without you because you hate everything you have.
It's not true. You take longer than me to get ready.
Yeah, I want you guys both to realize that if I press this even harder, it would be a real argument. It would be a real thing right there. I sit in silence downstairs as I hear the pacing going on back and forth. Different shoe changes, outfit changes. This is ridiculous. I never take that long to get ready.
I don't know.
But if I did, what would be the problem with that?
I was going to say you should challenge yourself, live a little, pressure her, see what happens.
People are always surprised because my husband loves to shop. And I think that he gets made fun of by his friends. Like my cousin Keith was just giving him a hard time the other day. He's like, I've been wearing the same T-shirts for 30 years. Paul, are you going to go to Nordstrom again today? Paul loves to shop.
Depends what we're shopping for.
Yeah.
Depends what we're shopping for.
You know, it's weird because when it comes to like lunches, like I'm the one who packs lunches. When Isaac's like in school, I pack his lunch. I make lunch for I pack my own lunch. I pack Rachel's lunch for work. And everyone's always like, why doesn't she do it? Like, isn't that like what typically the mom does? I'm like, so, I don't know. I didn't think that was a thing.
Mr. Mom. They're still making fun of Mr. Mom all these years later.
Listen.
Seems stupid.
I would absolutely love if you packed lunches for me. Right.
Do Anna's kids. Right.
There's certain things, though, that if, you know, we were talking about this earlier today, too, about the man purse. I just got back from Italy. Every guy wears a man purse everywhere you went. Men wear man purses. And and when I walked into Ferragamo and I picked up a purse and I was looking at it, the guy said to me, oh, he said to me in Italian, he's like, that's a man's purse, ma'am. And I was like, I don't know how that makes me feel. Like, yeah, I kind of like it. We both wear it? So I think it's weird that in America, it's weird if a guy wears a purse, right?
Not considered manly. Yeah. Nope, not at all.
Oh, it's a double standard. My husband was complaining that his friends make fun of him because he has a skincare routine. And he's like, if a woman has a skincare routine, it's great. She's just taking care of her skin. But I have one and everybody makes fun of me.
Yeah, completely acceptable, again, for a woman. Especially, I mean, they could start at any age, too, right? Like, there's no judgment here.
What do you think is a double standard? That if a woman does it, nobody blinks an eye. But if a guy does it, there's some hesitation. 1-800-330-9999. Taylor, what's a double standard? Woman does it, completely normal. Man does it, poor guy gets made fun of.
I mean, getting a manicure and getting their eyebrows waxed. Like, my uncle is, like, the toughest person I know, football coach for Stanford. Like, he gets his eyebrows waxed, gets a manicure, and I think it's the manliest thing ever.
You just outed him, but I do both those things. And if I don't do those things, if I miss one of those appointments, I hear about it from the people who know me best. But your husband would never get a pedicure, Anna.
My husband would never get a pedicure, and he would never get his eyebrows waxed. And he has that crazy eyebrow thing now, where like four of them will grow 6 feet longer than the other ones.
Oh my God, you gotta take them to a professional.
No, I do it myself. I chase them.
I wish my fiance got his eyebrows waxed and his toes done.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my husband won't do that stuff either.
Manny Petty, best $45 you can spend, although prices are up right now.
Their prices are up,
yeah.
Very expensive.
And everything's an add-on now.
Yeah.
You want the scrub, another $10.
Yep.
You want the callus remover, oh yeah. You know, the pumice stone. Oh, yeah. All these things go up.
It's a double standard because when I sit down next to a man getting a pedicure, I do a double take. I'm like, huh, all right.
I like it so much. I don't want you on your phone when I'm getting a mani-pedi.
Nobody wants anyone on the phone when they're getting a mani-pedi.
Oh, okay. Then we agree on that.
Yeah, that's... Ricky, what's something that's normal for a woman to do, but if a man does it, he gets ridiculed?
All right. My buddies give me a really hard time about writing thank you notes. I got my own stationery. I write in cursive, and I write thank you notes, and I write two or three a week, and it's a really nice practice that I do. Gives me a little bit of gratitude, lets people know I appreciate them. One of my buddies found out, and I has not let it go.
And I think it's lovely.
I think it's smart.
Yes.
Listen, that's networking 101 right there, and no guys do it.
Yep.
I don't do it. I should definitely do it. I don't even reply to emails most of the time. You
100%.
Should definitely do that.
I can't begin to tell you how important like handwritten notes are.
And right, just, when you get one.
And following up with a thank you and an acknowledgement of like, I had a really great time meeting you. That stays with people.
Yes.
It does.
100%.
It has opened so many doors for me. You're doing the right thing. Don't listen to your corny friends.
It takes you from one level to the next with somebody that you've just met. That could be a casual thing. That could be like, oh yeah, you know, that's an enjoyable, especially in business or anything like that. I think it's huge.
Mm-hmm. Then why don't you do it?
I don't know.
Yeah.
What's wrong with me?
I don't know. Cassidy, how about you? What's something that's normal for a woman to do, but if a man does it, he's ridiculed?
Well, I took my husband to a sourdough class, and now he bakes bread. And some of his friends think it's funny that he's the one that's baking and not me.
I would love if my husband decided to cook and just, like, bake for fun. That would be great.
I deal with some baking bigotry. I deal with some baking
bigotry. Raven, are you still on the kick where you're making all those cakes, Raven?
I'm a super great cake baker guy.
Yeah.
I'm actually making one for the family this weekend.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Raven said after he had baked 4 cakes that he was going to have a cookbook.
Yeah.
Which I explained to him, like, takes an entire year and you have to have recipes. And...
Oh, no. I had a title on everything. It was going to be called Secrets My Mama Told Me.
Right.
Was one of them. Right. Another one was All My Years.
All your years of the last 3 weeks of baking cakes.
Yeah. Third one, Cake Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All of those could have been there. Bake that bread, bro. Good for your husband. Is the bread good?
Yeah.
Do you have oil and salt and things to dip it in at home?
Yes.
Yeah, keep on baking that bread.
One couple.
He just doesn't seem to understand why should I go to this wedding now.
Just say no.
One problem.
I want to see her get married. I want to be there for her.
Make an excuse. You can't go and, you know, call it a day.
You decide the outcome.
It's so awkward.
It's Couples Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then it's up for you to decide who's right. Trevor and Marissa. Trevor, let's start with you. What's going on?
Yeah, my daughter, she's 10, and she's active, and her classmates are getting into trouble because, you know, with all the social media out there and all the warnings out there about keeping kids off of social media and how dangerous it is, and she's always on her phone anyway, so I'm like, well, let's keep her busy. So she wants to sign up for, like, you know, dance, field hockey, gymnastics, and piano. Every single one of those is going to be a college relief in the future, and it's going to build a skill. So all those are great things. And I think that would keep her busy. When I was a kid, I stayed busy, kept me out of trouble. Well, let's keep her focused so that way she doesn't have to worry about the future. So that's why I'm like, she wants to do it. Let's go. I'm fine with that.
And Marissa, why don't you want to sign her up for all these activities?
I don't want to sign her up for all these activities. One, because I'm not a stay-at-home mom. I work every day. This would be a second full-time job. I can deal with 2, but 4 activities is way too much because I'm going to be the one that's doing the work as far as driving and prepping her. My daughter, she's going to explode. That's just too much for anyone, and it's too much for me as well. Along with being a working mom, that is 2 full-time jobs.
I understand. This is my life. I go to work, I leave here, and then I chauffeur my children all around town all the time. And that's what I do from activity to activity. And nothing makes me more nuts than when my husband will text me, like, while I'm running around, and he'll be like, what are you guys doing? What do you mean what I'm doing? It's 4:15 on Monday. I'm at karate. Like, and, like, he never knows, like, what activity we're at or what we're doing.
You know, listen, it's great that they have interest, obviously, and it's fantastic that these programs are offered in your area and that they have ones that, you know, they'd like to try. On the other hand, you know, like you said, it is a lot of work and it's a lot of burden. To be doing all those things well is nearly impossible.
It depends on the kid, though. I will say this. Like, my older daughter, she could not handle 4 activities.
Yeah.
That's just the way she is. My younger daughter, there's something to be said for having structure and having a lot of things to do from one thing to the other.
Hmm.
So is your daughter somebody that thrives on having this? Like, if she wants to do it, she does, right?
My daughter does thrive. However, adding an additional 4 activities after school, I mean, being realistic, that is a problem. I get that my husband wants her to stay busy, but that is too much. She's only 10 years old, and she's going to get exhausted.
I mean, I see both sides. I think it really depends on the child. What do you think? If your child wanted to do 4 activities, and you knew that it was going to be a lot of pressure on you driving everything around, but they were passionate and wanted to do it, would you let them?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couple Score. I check those refund policies just in case you get a couple weeks in.
There's no refund policy, Raven. Trust me. Would you let your child sign up for 4 different activities? Yeah, Trevor and Marissa are having this disagreement right now. Their 10-year-old daughter, she has asked to do dance, field hockey, gymnastics, and piano in the fall. And Trevor thinks it's a great idea because, well, it'll keep her off her iPad. It'll keep her away from the TV. It'll keep her busy and active. Why wouldn't they sign her up for all these things?
I mean, I feel like the kid's just going to be exhausted, right? Where's the time for the schoolwork? That's part of the argument from Marissa here. Marissa also says, listen, I'm going to be the one that's going to be driving her everywhere. It's too much for her. It's too much for me. Her head's going to explode, and I'm going to be nuts.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Richard?
Yeah, I got to go with Marissa. She has a point. I mean, Dad's, you know, doesn't care about because he's not the one driving her everywhere.
Yeah, it's easy to just sign them up and be like, oh, look at how accomplished they are, right? And then you get to show up halfway through the recital or halfway through the game.
I've definitely done the thing where I sign up for, like, so many things and I feel so accomplished. And then running them around from thing to thing, I'm like, oh, my gosh, what was I thinking?
Right.
Why was I... But is it for the best situation for the child? That's the bigger question here. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. On our text line, too many activities. As a full-time working mom, my son only was allowed to do two activities at once. I think every family has different rules when it comes to this. How many activities do you let your kids do at once?
Yeah, I mean, it's a whole lot. Trevor and Marissa, you know, they're getting ready to go into the fall school season here, and their 10-year-old daughter says, listen, I want to do everything. She's got four activities picked out here. Trevor says, that's great. Keep her off her phone. Keep her engaged, right? She can, you know, have fun doing all these things. But Marissa says, that's crazy.
Dance, field hockey, gymnastics, and piano. Is that too many? Because Marissa says that she's got a driver everywhere.
Yeah.
She doesn't have time. She's a full-time job, too. It's too much, and she's got to do her schoolwork.
Yeah, I mean, I would just think, too, it's like you're all exhausted. What does that lead to? Not very good.
I don't know. I feel like this is my life. Every time, like, my daughter wants to try something new, I'm like, okay, yeah.
And great idea.
Yeah, next thing I know, I'm just sitting in a parking lot wondering, how did we get here? 1-800-330-9999. Lydia, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom side. We keep putting all this focus on kids having to do all these activities, and they don't. They just need to go play outside and be kids. We should be able to take away all these electronics and just let them be kids again.
Patty, you're on Dad's side, right? Tell us why.
So she wants to do it, and she's 10, and let her try everything. I did it with my kids, and they learn to, they'll figure out now what they like to do rather than when they get later in school. It is tiring. I was the mom driving my boys around two activities a night almost every night, and you do what you have to do. Yeah. And just let her enjoy it all, and eventually she'll weed out. She'll feel like she's stronger on one sport or activity than the other, or one's not, she doesn't like it as much, and she'll end up dropping and staying with the ones that she wants.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Marissa, our audience agreed with you today. Four activities is a lot of activities for a 10-year-old, plus, you know, balancing all the schoolwork. So maybe two, three, start with two, add a third in the spring, see how it goes, if you know, little by little. But four was way too much, Trevor.
Yeah, I'll have to go with that and just, I guess we can play one at a time, you know. I guess we do have to think about the financial part of that, too, as well.
Well, Marissa, you're going to have to sit her down and make sure that she chooses, right? Because that's the other part of this, you know? No, I can't live without that one, but I can't, you know, that kind of thing.
Oh, yes. I know my daughter very well, and we'll work together as a family to see which two that we would come up with, and then we can go from there.
All right. If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,800 thanks to NHTSA. Crashes can happen to even the safest of drivers. That's where driver assistance technologies like lane keeping assistance come in. Learn more at NHTSA.gov/driver tech. Paid for by NHTSA. Hey, Renee, you ready to play today?
I'm ready.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, will you please leave the room?
You got it. Good luck, Renee.
Okay.
Thank you.
So Raven's walking out of the studio. It's soundproof. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in, ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, in honor of Hello Kitty's 50th anniversary, the flagship company Sanrio made a surprising announcement. Hello Kitty isn't a cat. She's actually a little girl born in London. How many whiskers does Hello Kitty have in total?
Six.
Number two, Jelly Roll and Machine Gun Kelly are collaborating on a new single called Lonely Road, which samples heavily from Take Me Home, Country Road. And that was originally a song by who?
John Denver.
Number three, Travis and Jason Kelce have their own cereal hitting stores in September. It's called Kelce Mix, and it's a mixture of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. What company owns all these brands?
Kellogg's.
Number four, Ryan Reynolds had to meet personally with Madonna to get permission to use Like a Prayer in Deadpool and Wolverine. Ryan is Deadpool, and what actor is Wolverine?
Oh, God, his best friend. Oh, no.
That's time. I'm sorry. I know. It's right on the tip of your tongue. Number five, Jennifer Lopez hosted a Bridgerton-themed birthday party in the Hamptons to celebrate turning 55. On which streaming service will you find Bridgerton?
I think it's Netflix.
Let me bring Raven back in. Let's go.
Yo.
3 out of 5 for Renee.
Not great, not terrible. $1,800. Here we go.
Number one, in honor of Hello Kitty's 50th anniversary, the flagship company Sanrio made a surprising announcement. Hello Kitty isn't a cat. She's actually a little girl born in London. It doesn't even make sense.
That's weird.
It makes me so mad.
Yeah, I mean, why make that announcement?
Like, what are you talking about?
Just leave it alone.
She's got, like, ears and whiskers. Like, yeah. All right. How many whiskers does Hello Kitty have in total?
Yeah, I'm going to take a shot and say 6.
6 is correct.
Yeah!
Why does she have whiskers if she's a little girl born in London?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Number two, Jelly
surgically
Roll.
Surgically implanted?
It just doesn't make any sense. It makes me angry. Number two, Jelly Roll and Machine Gun Kelly are collaborating on a new single called Lonely Road, which samples heavily from Take Me Home, Country Road. Originally, that was by what singer-songwriter?
John Denver.
Yes. Number three, Travis and Jason Kelce have their own cereal hitting stores in September. It's called Kelce Mix. It's a mixture of Cinnamon Toast Crunch, Lucky Charms, and Reese's Puffs. I also call that hangover college morning. Yeah.
I mean, that's just what's left over.
What company owns all these brands?
General Mills.
General Mills is correct.
Yeah.
Number four, nice. Ryan Reynolds had to meet personally with Madonna to get permission to use Like a Prayer in Deadpool and Wolverine. Ryan is Deadpool, and what actor is Wolverine?
Hugh Jackman.
Correct. And number five, Jennifer Lopez hosted a Bridgerton-themed birthday party in the Hamptons to celebrate turning 55. You were wondering, Ben Affleck does not seem to have been there.
Wow.
On which streaming service will you find Bridgerton?
Netflix.
That's right.
Wow, Ben Affleck.
I mean, unless he was hiding in a corner with his iced coffee looking sad.
What is wrong with you guys? Like, what is wrong with you?
But she's wearing her wedding ring. I don't know. All right, I'm sorry, Renee. He beat you 5-3 today. That's going to get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Renee, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, girl. $1,900 tomorrow, Anna.
Did you know that over 80% of companies in America, each generating more than $100 million in revenue, don't show up on public stock exchanges? They're private and are largely not an option for 401k investors. But now there's a chance for everyday American savers to opt in for access through the 401k plan if they choose to. Regardless of how you're building for the future, you deserve the same opportunities because you've earned the right to more. Learn more by visiting retiresafer.org. Paid for by the Council for a Safe and Secure Retirement.